Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, financial advisor, author, and creator of the Dream Big Club, Sam X. Renick.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Ted Wolfers. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am looking forward to this show tonight. I've been looking forward to it because I think it's a subject whose time has come, but I wish we had this subject matter taught in schools when I was a kid. And, you know, talking, the very first time I met Sam actually was through my cousin, Maria Shuto, who I'd like to say thank you to right here at the top, because she saw a good thing and said, you know, I need to connect you with Filippo, and sure enough, here we are. And because it is a good thing, and you'll see why as we get into this. But I thought about the conversation that Sam and I had on the phone, and then today I was thinking how that's the kind of thing that we used to say when we were getting started to do the Life Changes show, is these conversations need to be on radio so other people can hear them. We need to be recording these. So you'll hear the conversation as we're all learning here, and we're going to learn from Sam. But here's part of the conversation as how it started when Sam and I first connected. So he was talking about kids needing to learn how to save, because he said something like kids are spending like there's no tomorrow. And I said, yeah, it reminds me of something that I like to talk about, and that is the difference between living in the now and living for the now, or living in the moment and living for the moment. And Sam kind of acted like he had never heard that distinction before. And after we got off the phone, I went online to see, surely somebody else has talked about this, because I talk about it all the time. And so I think it's kind of like something we talk about all the time. I have not found anybody else talking about this. So I'm going to write a blog after this about it, and I'd like to expand this conversation. So just really briefly, a lot of people talk about living in the now. And it's interesting because there are a lot of songs that are really talking about living for the now. And living like there's no tomorrow, and living like this is all there is. And those are two completely different things. Just to clarify quickly, in the short time that we have, for me, living in the now is living as if yesterday happened and was important, as if tomorrow's gonna happen and is important, and we're living in this now, in this moment, as it is important, but knowing that there was a past, knowing that there is going to be a future, and living this moment with both understanding of a past and a future. Or if you want to get really esoteric, living in the now or living in the moment is living this moment as if yesterday and tomorrow are right here with us. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all right here, right now. Living for today, or living for now, or living for the moment, means that yesterday doesn't matter, and neither does tomorrow. What matters is right here, right now, and that's the only thing. And what the songs are doing that are on the radio today, a lot of them, and even my nieces and nephews will say, oh, all the songs are about, don't think about tomorrow, live today. Oh, it doesn't matter, live today. It means that you could spend all you want today, because we're going to talk about that with Sammy, and this is how it came up. You could spend all you want, it doesn't matter, you won't get in trouble, because this is the moment, let's live, let's have sex, let's do whatever, because it's now, it's all in the now, baby. It's not living for the now is very limited thinking. living in the now is very expanded thinking. We'll be talking about how kids can learn how to live more in the now by thinking about tomorrow as well on the Life Changes Show with our guest, Sam Renick. And a little bit later on, our musical guest, Ted Wolfers, all on the Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippos Voltaggio sitting here with Mark Leisure. And Mark, I hope I didn't get too deep there.
You just turned very Italian for a second.
When am I not?
More so than most. You know, it's a good thing that we're living in the now, because otherwise your monologue wouldn't have mattered and I would just be how does that?
Nice. Tells me you got it, but of course I know you get it.
Yeah, and like you said, these are the conversations that started us, and that I'm excited to have another one, another deep one today.
Yeah, well, let's get started. Our show is titled Teaching Kids Good Money Habits. We actually could have called it all kinds of things, like Big Dream Club and a couple other things that we'll talk about. But our guest is a financial advisor. He's an author. He's a creator of Sammy Rabbit, which we'll learn about in a little bit, and the Big Dream Club. He is Sam X. Renick. Thank you, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Filippo, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I have to ask you, just before the show started, you said talking to you on the phone was like going to therapy. did I bring that back in the monologue?
You just had some great insights, which you just shared, with everyone. I think that information can transform, change, and empower lives. I mean, you just really hit the nail on the head. You asked me earlier, and this is kind of a backstory joke, if I was going to sing, because to let your audience know, you know, I always share with people, I've never been able to sing on key or clap on beat, but I feel like singing right now. Amen. Amen. You know, that you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Thank you. You mean like X marks the spot.
You know, that's certainly what my parents thought.
what were your parents? What is X? What is Sam X. Renick? What is X?
You know, they...
Xylophone. Let me guess. Xylophone.
Please do.
I really...
How many guesses would you like?
I can't even think. X-ray? Is there a name with...
I was sharing with you earlier that I went to Catholic grade school, and they definitely had ideas about what that X stood for.
Ooh, okay.
They thought it was Xavier.
Oh, Xavier.
But it wasn't. It's just X. And you talk about living in the now means remembering the past and mm-hmm. learning from it and thinking of the future, mm-hmm. but staying very present. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to thank my mom and dad, because there was a columnist in the LA Times. His name was Arthur X. Anderson. And they just thought that that was really cool. And they thought, you know, wouldn't it be cool to give Sam the middle name X? Because down the road, people are going to ask him, what's that X stand for? Mm. And I have to tell you, that's been the question I've been asked the most in my entire life. Whether I'm at the bank trying to get out money, or I'm at Starbucks trying to get a coffee, if they see that X, they're like, "Hey, what's that X all about?"
Wow. Well, good on your parents, and actually, good on parents that are learning from you. You get comments from parents saying, "Thank you for your book. I learned something, and the book was for kids." Did you know that was going to happen when you got started?
I didn't really know that was going to happen exactly, but what I did think was going to happen is it was going to catalyze conversations between kids and parents, and that just talking about this subject matter would probably have an impact on everyone. Mm. And one of the things that I did, Filippo, before I got into this, I asked myself a question. I said, you know, if I could just teach a child, a teenager, an adult, one thing about money that would have an impact on their lives that they can actually act on it, what would it be? Mm. And it was really this concept of paying yourself first and providing and creating a future for yourself. Mm. We translated that into saving is a great habit because we thought it would be important to start indoctrinating kids and sharing an empowering message about money with them early. Now, what we found out years later, and this was through research from Cambridge University, is that adult money habits and attitudes are set by the age of 7.
Wow.
So our thinking, and it was really inspired by my father, who it seems like was talking to us about smart things to do with money. It seems like since we were born, essentially, and he showed tremendous wisdom because as a family at that time, we didn't have any money.
Interesting.
But he did believe, as did my mother, that, you know, if we got an education and worked hard, we probably would earn some money, and he wanted to make sure that we, you know, managed it wisely, which seems like a, you know, a really smart thing.
Yeah, I'm good on them again. So obviously, kids aren't being taught this by the age of 7.
You know,
actually, I take that back. They're being taught the opposite.
Yes. Okay. So this is an interesting thing, and I think one of the problems out there, or one of the challenges for financial education and financial literacy is kids. Their minds are like sponges, so they're learning all the time. And in fact, some of the studies suggest that kids may be learning as early as month 7 in the womb. Okay, and so it happens through
in the womb.
Yeah, through through sound. It's one reason music is so important. Mm. Your voice and various things. But once they're out of the womb, you know, they're just observing everything, and they're hearing things as well. Mm-hmm. So you know, they're being taught. They may not be consciously being taught about a lot of things, but specifically, you know, about money. And people think many times because you don't mention the word money, you're not talking about money. But money is so ubiquitous. You know, if you're saying, look, my dream for you is to one day own a home with a white picket fence, you're not going to be able to do that without being able to manage your money pretty well. Mm-hmm. At least you're not going to be able to do it for very long, which is what we found out in the last housing debacle. So there's a lot being taught, but it isn't necessarily being done consciously, and it isn't necessarily the right thing. And what I mean by the right things are things that are going to empower kids throughout their lives and lead them to be self-sufficient.
Well, you know, so they're being taught not just the white picket fence thing, but they're being taught that you have to have this latest gadget, this latest game, you have to, or you're nothing or you're no one. So they're being taught that. Do you feel like you're like the lone guy out there saying, no, you got to save?
You know, if you looked at it just from a numerical standpoint, I think there's, 7 or 8 billion people on Earth. So there might be 100 or 200 of us. Mm. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, the environment really conspires against children. Mm-hmm. Today, I think it always has, but in ways that were unlike, say, when I was raised in the 60s. There's just so many influences. Of course, the parents are the primary influence, and then you have family and friends, but then you get beyond that. There's television, there's videos, there's tablets now, and most of these things have messages that are have a consumer orientation. Mm. And listen, we need messages on consumerism, but usually it should be how to be a smart and savvy consumer, not, as you're pointing out, consume. If you're hearing that message 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, or some studies estimate over 2,500 times a day, you're bound to be impacted by it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
2,500?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, when we get back. We're going to talk about it because obviously from a financial planner perspective, you've dealt with adults and tried to get them to save. And then you probably figured that that's a hard thing after they've been programmed all those years. So now we're talking about trying to help kids when they're young so that when they are adults, they have a fighting chance or a good chance. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that and how you're going about it with Roger, with Sammy Rabbit and with your songs. And we'll even get to hear a snippet of one of your songs from one of your CDs. So we'll talk all about that when we come back. But if you're interested in learning more about Sam X. Renick and Sammy Rabbit, Sammy Rabbit is where you go, SammyRabbit.com. We'll be right back with more of Sam X. Renick. And a little later on, live music here in the studio on the Life Changes Show with Ted Wolfers.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Sam X. Renick, who created Sammy Rabbit. Who is Sammy Rabbit?
Well, Filippo, Sammy Rabbit is our character, our vehicle, if you will, for communicating with kids and kids of all ages, our message on great money habits. And his primary message is saving is a great habit. And when you look at saving, we think this is probably the most important skill you could teach a child on money or perhaps anything, because when you dig into it deeply, what you're really asking a child to do is learn how to delay gratification.
Nice. Yes.
So to me, that's even more important than the financial implications, because if you can learn to delay gratification, you're probably going to increase your chances of success and leading an empowering life, you know, 10 or 100.
That's been psychologically proven. And you could find the studies on that. So you're getting ahead of yourself, and I love it. Bring it in.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that is the most important reason you want to save.
Yeah.
But then it also does work for you very nicely in a financial way. It's very interesting. For example, if you study Warren Buffett, and there's many wise people you could study related to great money habits, but he certainly would be one. You know, what he says related to saving is you want to save before you spend, not save, try and save after you spend what's left. And when you just think about it from a very fundamental standpoint, if you save first, you're going to have money. if you try and save after you spend, there's always something more to spend on. So it's really kind of a strategy that's going to defeat you financially. I think the great story of America is that, you know, in one generation, you can transform your life by practicing some very fundamental financial behaviors, like spending less than what you earn.
You know, I'm a fan of what you're doing. I'm wondering how did you start working with kids?
Well, I was a quote unquote financial advisor. We're now sharing financial information, but I'm not doing that professionally. I was in a meeting one day. There was a lot of things about financial advising I didn't really care for. It didn't really suit me well, but I love these sales meetings. These salespeople are really top-notch professionals, and they knew how to tell stories. And one day, a guy showed up with an Etch-A-Sketch and a bubble blower. I'm like, okay, what story is he going to tell us? And essentially, what he shared with us was something I was already doing, and it was creating relationships with your clients and long-term ones. And so one of the things he encouraged us to do was to open up college savings accounts for our clients' kids. And those usually you weren't very well compensated on. But his main message was, look, this will make you a part of the family and probably create more opportunities for you. I was already doing that. I thought, you know what, I think he's exactly right. But it also tickled me mentally and got me thinking, you know, why did I start saving, investing right when I got out of college? And then it brought up all these memories of my father talking to us and saying, look, Sam, even though, as I said, we really didn't have any money, you know, he was constantly saying, you can have whatever you want if you're willing to work hard enough for it. And then he'd also, you know, talk to us about not enslaving our lives to credit. So he had all these messages. He'd go over them. And, you know, it's kind of funny. If we wanted to go to the store, say, and buy a soda or potato chips, it's like, oh, no, we don't have any money for that. But if we wanted to go and mow our neighbor's lawn or wash one of our Italian aunt's cars, he's like, hey, I will go to the store with you. We'll get a sponge. We'll get some soap. I'll go out there and work with you, teaching us to have this strong work ethic. He wanted us to be, you know, earners. And then not only did he want us to earn, that's only part of the equation, he wanted to make sure we were good stewards and that we managed our money wisely.
And discerning where you're going to spend your money, to spend your money on something that was instant gratification and then is gone. He'd rather you invested in something that was either going to earn you money, like washing their cars or whatever, or mowing the lawns, or maybe doing it to be nice.
You know, that is so profound, what you just shared. I just love the fact that you said invest. You know, this is part of the psychology that works against all of us. Like, we're going to go see our friends. I'm going to go spend time with my friends. I'm going to go invest in my relationship and nurture
Absolutely.
It. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's very conspiratorial. It starts, I believe, in language. But, you know, one of the things we think, whether you're working with adults or kids, you need a variety of methods of delivering your message, which is why we have storybooks, which is why we have music, which is why we have activities, and which is why we do live experiences. But, you know what, let's invest more.
I like that. And, you know, since you mentioned the spending time with our friends and investing, it might also be a good lesson for kids, is that are these friends you want to invest in?
Yeah, that's another great lesson. And in fact, in Sammy's Big Dream, our storybook, you know, the main message is this, is that Sammy has a big dream. If you're willing to work hard and make some smart financial choices, you can make dreams come true. But one of the things that he does is he calls on a friend, or a friend calls on him, to collaborate and work together. He's the right kind of a friend. Where Sammy gets the idea about saving is from the neighborly Auntie Squirrely. What a great friend and advisor to have. So, yes, I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, you're probably aware of this book, From Good to Great. And one of the insights that Jim Collins has in that book is you want to get the right people on your team, supporting your dream, your vision and then get them in the right place. That will make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I was just reading about Auntie Squirrely, actually. I like her. See, things are not always easy, Sammy, said Mama. But you can do anything you want. Is that how she sounds? I don't know how she sounds. Hopefully she doesn't sound like that.
She has a cold.
If you can do anything you want to, if you work hard and do not give up. Your mama is right, Sammy. Or maybe is she Italian? Is she Jewish? Your mama's right, Sammy, said Auntie Squirrely. Do not give up. Keep working towards your goal one step at a time. You'll make it. All right, I grinned. I'll keep trying. I love it.
Filippo. She's Italian, she's Irish, she's Jewish, she's black, she's Hispanic.
Nice.
Any woman or man filled with wisdom and wanting the best for their kids, it's very difficult for parents. I mean, it's a natural phenomenon. You want to give your kids everything and maybe everything you didn't have. But you have to restrain and fight that feeling. Sure, give them some things, but developing a work ethic and the ability to delay gratification, that takes real strength, and that is real love. Those are skills that have been proven over and over and over that are the ones that will help kids build strong lives.
Nice. Well, what I was reading from is this book, Sammy's Big Dream, written by you, Sam X. Rennick, and illustrated by Juan Alvarado. And then I see that there's one in black and white. Looks like a coloring book.
It is. It's the same story, but you can color it and interact with it. You know, one of the things I know when I was a kid, I was a doer. I wasn't a great, let me sit and watch you, Dad, for an hour and a half. You know, let me listen to you for a minute or two, and then let me dig in there and do things. Mm. So we wanted to provide an option for parents and for teachers or even financial planners to give kids the story and then the ability to color it and really get involved with it.
Awesome. Well, I'm seeing the books here. I'm holding a CD, which we'll hear a clip from in just a moment. You know, I'm missing one thing, the game. Missing the game. Something I'm feeling like they could get this now, but if they wait, they will get something. They could win the game if they we'll talk about it afterwards.
I think you're right on. A game is, you know, the next step. I'd love to see EA Sports or somebody, you know, who really understands gaming. We understand the messages, but we're not game developers. We'd love to team up with some just top-notch game developers who want to have worldwide impact, and let's bring these songs and messages to kids in that form. I think you're right. Filippo, that may be your best idea of the night.
Well, and I gave it to you.
Thank you.
Sammy
Wow,
Rabbit.
What do we look forward to? Let's get right to the musical guest.
You got what you came for. If they're listening right now or anybody's listening, contact Sammy Rabbit or Sam X Rennick at Sammy Rabbit. That's how they contact you, right? And so they could say let's share in that together. Actually, when we come back, we're going to talk about Big Dream Club. But before we do that, let's play a clip. So this is a CD, actually two CDs in one. Sammy's Secret Dream and Discovery. Uncover Sammy's Secrets on Smart Money Habits. And they're all songs about that?
There's three stories and there's, I think, 19 songs.
And stories. So you can listen to a story here too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, great. And speaking of stories, your first book, It's a Habit. Sammy Rabbit.
Yes.
I like that. And your second book.
Sammy's Big Dream.
Sammy's Big Dream. And that's this one right here.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
We should hold that up when we get pictures together so that we people could see it. So let's hear, what's this? We're going to hear the first song on disc two, or just a clip of it. And tell us about it.
The title is Get in the Habit. It's our signature song. We've been teaching kids this song all over the world. It is infectious.
Okay, let's hear like 30 seconds of it.
Saving money all the time. You can do it.
That's fun.
That's great.
That's fun. There's a that's a whole song, and it is infection.
You know, it
infection. Infectious.
It's infectious, and it's there's just tremendous knowledge that we're delivering there. From every dollar, save a dime, that will change your life. But believe it or not, my favorite message in that course is, you can do it, now get to it.
Yeah, I love it. You can do it, now get to it. Well, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the Big Dream Club. But in the meantime, what a great conversation with you, Sam. Sam X Renick, learn more about him and Sammy Rabbit at SammyRabbit.com. And a little later on, we're going to have live music by Ted Wolfers. But before that, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, all here on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter, at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark. And of course, I don't know, am I talking to Sammy Rabbit, Sammy X Renick? You embody, you're anti-squirrely.
I'm all those people, that's for sure.
So you created Big Dream Club. What's that?
It's the Dream Big Club, okay? It's an online university where you go to have fun with Sammy Rabbit, and you learn a lot of lessons about money and about life. And I want to just throw this in, a shout-out to my colleague AJ Silva. He's been doing all the work online bringing that vision to life, my vision, and Juan Alvarado's vision. And I want people to go there and check out the work he's been doing. He's just done a fabulous job.
You know, I'm sorry. Yes, it's Dream Big, because the book is called Big Dream. I'm sorry. So it is Dream Big, and there are some initiatives that Sammy has specified in here. Can you tell us a couple of them?
Yes, we have. Sammy has five initiatives or five different missions. One is the Dream Big Reading and Resource Initiative, and that's the one we're solely or mostly focused on. Right now, we'd like to see 1 million kids get a copy of Sammy's Big Dream by the end of 2020. So that's one complete.
Because you teach them not just to say, but you also teach about reading.
That's one of the life skills and habits we want kids to adopt. You know, one of Sammy's saying is reading is a life transforming or a life changing activity, especially when you make it a habit.
Nice.
Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot more schools. One of Sammy's favorite sayings is, show your family the way, which really means lead by example. So that's a whole leadership lesson,
yeah.
Whether it's your money, whether it's how you treat other people. You know, you can interpret that in a lot of ways. So the Dream Big Club is another one of our initiatives. So that's a place, as I said, online where you can go to keep learning, reinforcing, and expanding your knowledge. One of the ideas we're architecting right now is Global Dream Big Day. We'd love to have a day all around the world where people like yourself, myself, anyone who has a dream goes into an elementary school classroom or maybe a kindergarten classroom, shares their dream, and then asks the kids, what's your big dream? Mm. So that's Global Dream Big Day. We hope that happens maybe in 2018 or 2019. We're forming the Global Dream Big Network, and those are people who believe in Sammy Rabbit and big dreams and want to be interconnected. So those are some of our main missions. And then, the Dream Big Tour. And so that's where myself and Sammy Rabbit, the costume form, go into schools or youth clubs or whatever the venue is and provide kids an experience. That's something we did basically from 2001 to 2011. We put a halt to it, but we're ready to get that started again while we were reconfiguring Sammy for the digital age, or as AJ says, the modern and mobile era.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'd like to throw something out there. So today's February 19th. So if it doesn't happen by then on February 19th, 2019, why can't that be Dream Big Day?
You can do it. Let's get to it.
Love
or
it.
We can do it.
What a pleasure to have you on and to see what you're doing and to support what you're doing. I love it. And may more kids learn from the experiences that you're sharing.
Filippo, thank you, your team, and Maria so much. You can't get things done without having champions and supporters. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, obviously you're doing it. So Sam X Renick and SammyRabbit.com is his website. Again, great big pleasure. And so here we are. We've got a shout out, but before that, do we?
What do we have before the shout out?
But before that, hey Mark, how you doing?
Hey,
it's good
great.
To see you.
It's okay. Great to see so, you.
So we have our Ask Dorothy segment. But before that, do we have a shout out?
Yes, we do, actually. We'd
that
like
was
to
the
give
question.
Lynn
okay.
Chobani and Four Wall Entertainment a shout out. Whether it's rental, sales, service, or design, large or small, temporary or permanent, Four Wall provides the solutions to your needs. These guys are making magic all over the globe. The number 4, WALL.com. Dear Dorothy, my name is Janet and I live in North Hollywood. My place is way too small and I can't even open my closets. I'm frustrated beyond belief as there is no room for anything new in my home. How do I manifest a bigger and better place for me to live?
Wow, what a great question. Janet, before you can manifest a bigger and better place for you to live, you might wish to take a good inventory of what is in your present home that is absolutely necessary for you to keep. It sounds to me that a clearing of your living space may be what is needed. What if you were to approach your surroundings with the idea of having a new and bigger place and then decide what you truly want to move with you? Are there clothes that no longer fit? Are books that you haven't opened for years? Are there magazines that you're saving for the day when you have the time and energy to read them? I believe that if you were to let go of everything you no longer need or feel you just have to have because they mattered to you a long time ago, you will find your living space to begin feeling better to you. I also believe that by letting go, we can create more of what brings us pleasure. Just recently, I cleaned a corner of my room, and I felt better. I still have more to do, and I'm looking forward to doing it. When our lives are filled with clutter, our minds can begin to feel cluttered, too. Moving to a new place can be exciting and wonderful. However, always remember this: wherever you go, there you are. If you haven't uncluttered your life in your present home, you just might fill up the new bigger place with stuff that really doesn't matter. So let's find a way to clear your present space and plan for the things your new home really needs to have in it.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Indeed. Well, we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Ted Wolfers, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Sam X. Renick. And joining us in the studio is an internationally touring American entertainer, a singer, a songwriter, a multi-instrumentalist, a producer, a composer, and so much more. He is Ted Wolfers. Welcome, Ted, to the show.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. And actually, we owe a big thanks to one of our favorite musical guests, Olivia Brownlee.
Olivia rocks, and she told me all about it, and thanks to her for introducing us.
She does rock, and she walks, and you know all the places to walk around Los Angeles.
Olivia and I have wandered many miles throughout the L.A. area hiking trails, yes.
Probably in more ways than one. I'm sure you both wandered musically, too. Speaking of wandering musicals, you wander musically a lot of places. Like, it's so great that we could, you know, have you here today, because you're doing like up to 200 shows a year, like all over the place.
Yeah, some years can be up to 200 dates in usually about 38 states and 5 to 6 to 10 countries, and so it's always fun traveling and making music for people. I'm in town actually for a little bit directing a movie right now, so I am
finishing that movie, as a matter of fact.
It's my movie. It's a documentary on the Gibson J45.
And which is a guitar, for those who don't know.
Which is a guitar.
A special guitar.
It's a special guitar. It's this one here, actually. And Bob Dylan rented this for me back in 2016. And wow. When we got it back from Bob, we were just like, you know, that's pretty amazing. But why does he play one? And why do I play one? And why? Wait a minute.
Mm.
Do the research. And it's historically amazing how they were built by women from 42 to 45 and how the guitar has evolved and really how it is an American icon.
I'm just glad to know that Bob didn't scratch it.
Nope. There's Bob DNA somewhere on there, though. He did touch the neck. But Michelle Obama gave J45s as gifts to foreign leaders. So it's a really wonderful American story that is... We're having a lot of fun making this documentary. So.
Like a Stradivarius violin for the violin world kind of thing.
Sure. It is like that, and it's a way to tell a great story of a great company that is having some troubling times at the moment, if you're following the news, speaking of financial issues. But Gibson is possibly going bankrupt either this week or very soon. But it's been a wonderful joy making this movie, interviewing people very famous, interviewing people up and coming, going to the factories, and just talking about guitars. Who doesn't like to talk about guitars?
So speaking of a little bit of history too, and by the way, good luck with the movie, and do let us know.
Thanks.
But a little bit of history. So in 2016, the Cubs won.
They did.
You wrote a song about it.
It's you want to talk about Life Changes Network. It was a life-changing moment for many people around the world. But I was in the middle of a session in my recording studio, and the client wasn't really a big baseball fan, and I said, you know, we got to watch this ending. If not, you know, the ghosts of all of my ancestors are going to come and kill us.
I'm
from Chicago.
Okay.
And so I love the Cubs. I love the Dodgers, too. I've been a really happy boy the last several years because it's been my two favorite teams, you know, fighting it out for the World Series. But, yeah, the Cubs, they did it. And so I was out with some friends celebrating, and I was driving back home on Mulholland Drive, and this idea came in that I wanted to be able to tell my dad. I wanted to tell Harry Carey. I wanted to tell all these Cubs fans that never got a chance to see it. Mm. And so I got the song come in, and I'm driving home in Mulholland, and the song's getting better. And I get home, and I pick up a guitar, and the song's really great. And I said, okay, it's with me, the muse hits whenever. And so I said, it's going to be all night. So I put a pot of coffee on, and I finished writing the song. I recorded the song. I mixed the song, put it out about 7 a.m., mm-hmm. thinking I'd, you know, get 35 likes on Facebook. And I go to bed. And so I wake up at noon, and it is all over the radio and all over TV. And people are taking the song to the grave sites of their ancestors and playing the song for their ancestors, playing the song at Wrigley Field. It was amazing. And wow. So 5 million people gathered that Friday, and they're blasting it for all the 5 million people. Oh. And the Monday afterwards, I get emotional talking about this. Yeah. The Monday afterwards, I got an email from the Baseball Hall of Fame saying that my lyrics had gone in. So,
yeah.
For a kid who grew up playing baseball who, you know, wanted to say, one day I'll be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, I found an interesting way of doing it.
Wow, so, and congratulations. Wow, well, the day you and I spoke, actually, something similar happened, only it was definitely the other side of the coin on not such a happy note. And you had just released this song, actually, that hour or something.
Yeah, when we talked on Friday, so I wrote a song. We actually just recorded the song about a week and a half ago. It's called Thoughts and Prayers. And it's going to be on a record that I'm really excited about. I have no idea when it's coming out, so we won't talk about the record. But so I'd recorded it, and I'd had it mixed by my amazing friend Malcolm Byrne and mastered by Richard Dodd. And so we're putting the song together, and last week's tragedy in Florida happened. And it was a thing where I've had this song now for, you know, a couple of weeks, and that happened, and it was a situation of the emails I got from the Cubs song and the emails I've gotten from many of my records from around the world is, you know, I'm not on the cover of magazines, I'm not on billboards, I'm not selling millions of records. But those emails I get daily from people around the world just really mean the most to me about how my music impacts their lives. They have to listen to my song before they go to a job interview. Their songs, my songs are played at their funerals. My songs are played at their weddings. My songs, you know, and so given the fact that my music can touch so many people, this is a song and a moment I felt that this song really needed to be out on Friday. And what inspired that was listening to the high school kids talk about their situation. Mm. And basically all the families and the high school kids were saying exactly the lyrics of my song. Mm. So we put together a very quick video, put it out, and it's had a wonderfully thought-inspiring reaction around the world. And I have to say, music is so wonderful because we can rock your senses, we can get you dancing, we can, you know, sonically, we can look cool, you know, we always look cool, right? But the thing is like, if you make music that people can think about and talk about, that's pretty powerful. And so just the emails I've gotten, I got a comment within like minutes of it going up, somebody said, I really want to hate this song. Mm. And I really want to hate you for putting this song out. But you're right. And I'm not trying to be right. There's no right or wrong. It would be nice if my song could help people think about maybe taking some actions so that we're not waking up every day in America and America alone to gun violence. You know, my European friends are just, they're like, what is this? You know, this never happens in our country.
You know, when I saw the video, I thought, is he going to do this on the show? I'm not going to ask him to, and I'm so glad that you are, because I know this is, I can't imagine performing this live, but you are. More power to you. Thank you. Here is Ted Wilfers performing his brand new song, Thoughts and Prayers, on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo. Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. In the churches and schools, there's nobody there. They're either all dead or running home scared. 'Cause the only thing coming is thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers, what do they mean? Are they in the right language? Are they from the right scene? Do they work underwater? Do they fade like your jeans? Whatever they are, it's a horrible dream. Thoughts and prayers, where do they go? Bet you your life that nobody knows. Those holding the cards ain't gonna fold. Let you in that it's all just a show. Ironically, the majority believe in the priority to a man, the authority. Stop the madness, after all. How many more need to fall? How many miles is that tall? Do we need a wall for the thoughts and the prayers that disappear in the air? Since nobody seems to care. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Keep on killing till there's nobody there. Do something about it if you dare. Keep on sending those thoughts and prayers. Keep on sending those thoughts and prayers. Keep on sending those thoughts and prayers. Remember to vote, everybody.
Wow. Thank you, Ted Wolfers. Learn more about him. Actually, see his video. It's on YouTube. It's on a lot of places now. It's going to be in a lot more places that we can't talk about, right?
We can't talk about it right now, but some very interesting news media outlet has been wanting to put the song in some interesting places.
So. Yeah. Well, Ted Wolfers, T-E-D Wolfers, WULFERS.com. Ted Wolfers, you could find him there at TedWolfers.com, but also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all Ted Wolfers, right?
All
just Ted your name.
Wolfers. Just
and
my
then
name.
His music is available everywhere. Music is sold. I'm holding two CDs here, two of your latest, actually. One of them is You Are Here, and the other one is A Lucky Number 7. And he sings about beaches and girls and all that, and then he makes us cry in the studio with his song. But I'm honored that you brought it in and did that. That's powerful stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, this is not like this is anything new to you. He's been featured on CNN, CNN Europe, WGN, CBS, ABC, ABC World News, Fox, ESPN. I could go on and on in print and on radio. Radio and TV. I just your recordings are in films and commercials and all that. And you still have a band?
I do. I've got a cool stable of folks in Chicago and a cool stable of folks here in LA. And occasionally they play with me, or usually it's a one man solo show where I switch between a bunch of different instruments. So
yeah. I was gonna mention that. I'm glad you said that. Like literally a bunch of different instruments.
Yeah.
Like, could you name just a small bunch?
If it's a typical show, a solo show, you'd see me playing a couple of different guitars, ukulele, bass, pedal steel, lap steel, organ, piano, things like that. So harmonica.
And you've also been pretty prolific. This is coming up on your 10th album, is it?
It will be. It's funny. It was going to be my 9th, but it looks like I'm going to be putting out an album of organ instrumentals of some of my greatest hits for opening day. And so it's just going to be like ballpark organ versions.
Oh, really?
And so that's going to. And I was named after Ted Williams. and Ted Williams is number 9.
Oh.
And so my 9th record should be about baseball. and this record that I've been doing is very worldly. Some of these songs, I say they're old songs in the sense of some of these songs feel like they've been around for 3,000 or 4,000 years. Mm. They've just kind of come through me. It's probably my most interesting record coming up. The Ballpark Organ record is just going to be Ballpark Organ versions of my songs.
How fun.
But it will be my 10th record, and lots of music.
How fun. Lots to look forward to from Ted Wolfers. Go to Ted Wolfers, WULFERS.com. By the way, he's also scored a lot of music for video games. I'm just saying, I just know people out there and maybe in here are looking for some video games to make.
And you know what's funny about that? I don't play video games.
That's a second good idea. Right.
Video games are awesome, but I don't really play video games, so I don't know what's hip, and that's why they call me.
Interesting.
Because it's a fresh perspective in the music.
Nice. See?
So
we'll talk about fresh perspective. And an interesting tie-in, actually, from Lucky Number 7, Ted Wolfers' CD. Is it track 3 you're going to play now? No. It's track 2, Dreams Come True?
Dreams Come True.
Dreams Come True. Like I think I heard Auntie Squirrely say that, and you didn't even know that, see?
Exactly. It was funny. When I was talking about that, and remember, kids, you know, if you want to save money, don't get in the music business.
Oh, no. Okay, well.
I'm just kidding.
With that, here we have Ted Wolfers singing from Lucky Number 7, one of his latest CDs, track number 2, Dreams Come True, live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
And the Cubs song was put out on vinyl last year for Record Store Day in 421 stores around America. And what's great is it was the very first vinyl ever made about the Cubs winning the World Series, because the last time the Cubs had won the World Series, vinyl wasn't around.
Oh. Wow.
And so this is the B-side for that vinyl that went into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But this song is really just to give everybody hope that every now and then dreams really do come true. And it's if you save your pennies, as we were talking about earlier on the show, and if you put your ducks in a row and just work hard, and every now and then dreams do come true. And I wrote a song about it. So it goes like this.
Well, here we are, going through the madness, trying to find a little bit of gladness, something good to get us through. Yeah, here we are, going through the phases, flips of the coin, good luck and graces, a bit of the old, a bit of the new. Well, life goes on, on and on. There's something for me and you. Dreams come true for little bitty boys. Grow up to be a man and still play with toys. Work real hard, pay their dues. Dreams come true for little bitty girls. Grow on up and be women of the world. Just doing whatever they choose. Dreams come true. Oh yeah. Dreams come true. Ooh. Well, we all work hard to make this money. You step back and the whole thing's funny. What's that gonna get you when you're through? Yeah, we all try hard to be good people in temples and bars and pretty church steeples. But I'd rather think, what would Elvis do? Dreams come true for little bitty boys. Grew up to be a man and still play with toys. Work real hard and pay their dues. Dreams come true for little bitty girls. Grow on up and be women of the world. Just doing whatever they choose.
dreams come true. Oh yeah, dreams come true. Oh, round and round. Well, there she goes. Where she stops, no one knows. Nobody knows. Is that a farm bred kid called up to the majors? The girl elected to write legislature. Have we even put a guy on the moon? Is that little girl who wants to do this? The little boy who wants to do that? Just doing what they want to do. Dreams come true. My little bitty boys grow up to be a man and still play with toys. Work real hard and pay their dues. Dreams come true. My little bitty girls grow on up and be women of the world. Put a white dress on and say I do. Say I do. Dreams come true. Yeah, they do. Dreams come true. Come true. Yeah, they do. For me and you. Oh, oh, oh. Dreams come true, everybody. Let's hope these kids can grow up for their dreams to come true, if you know what I mean.
TEDWULFERS.com. What a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And yeah. Dreams do come true, because having you both on the show is a dream come true for me, I'm sure for all of us. So thank you so much.
I also got to let you know that there's been a healing tonight, because now I finally have a reason to be happy that Cleveland lost that series.
And that's the rest of the story.
There you go.
Now you know the other side. Well, excellent. And Sam, thank you so much, Sam X. Rennick, for being here with us tonight. Big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great. Thank you to Doug Newsom and BBS Radio for being our program manager and our network. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your dreams come true and as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.